Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about White Horse and then some, sponsored by MSCR. I am your host, Sophie, and today we have a special guest named
Lila Arkin.
Well, hello, Lila.
Hi.
So, Lila is the main character of our school play, Moana Jr., and I'll be telling her about it. So, let's get started. So, tell me a bit about yourself.
I am 14. I'm the lead in the play, Moana. I have two dogs, Grayson and Bobby. I'm in eighth grade.
Cool. Gotta be into high school soon.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to do plays and musicals in high school.
How is being the main character going for you?
It's pretty fun. Like, I like it. And it's fun to be, like, the main character of it and, like, everybody's eyes are on you, and but it's also weird because my mom and my dad in it are both younger than me and shorter than me. Well, my mom is like the same height, but my dad is shorter than me and Maui's shorter than me, so it's kind of weird, but it's really fun and I really enjoy it.
All eyes on you. I said that's scary.
Yeah, it is, but I'm kind of used to it because, I'm weirder, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, eyes are on me usually, so.
Yeah. So, do you like being Moana?
Yes, I love being Moana. It's so much fun. Originally, I actually wanted to be Tamatoa. I didn't want to be Moana. I just put it for fun because I was like, I'm not going to get it. But, let's just put it for fun. Because I thought Ebony, another person who tried out for Moana was going to get it, or you. And when they brought us in for
the callbacks,
yeah. And I was like, oh, they're probably having her Moana and I'm Tamatoa. But then they had us both for Moana. And I was like, whoa, I didn't think I was going to be Moana. And then when they told me, I was like so shocked. I was like, really? They would choose me for Moana? Because, I mean, I look nothing like her. But, you know, I guess I'm Moana.
Yeah, which actually brings us to our fourth question that you just answered. If you weren't Moana, what role would you play?
Tamatoa, the crab, because, oh my gosh, love Tamatoa. Stella does an amazing job. I think Stella does a better job than I could have done.
How do you like the play and it's going?
The play is going pretty good. I mean, we're a little behind, but oh well. I told somebody who's doing plays with other people, I told him that, and he was like, that's theater for you. We're always behind. And so I was like, okay, phew, we're not that behind, but it's fun. And I like learning the choreography because I've danced since I was like 4. And so it's like, it really gets in my brain, and I just, can't stop doing it, but it's really fun.
How do you feel about performing in front of an audience at the Overture Center?
I'm excited, but I'm a little more mellow because, because they're not my songs. We're doing Shiny and You're Welcome, and I'm, just talking in You're Welcome, so it's not like they're my songs, so, it's not like it's a huge, huge deal, but I'm still really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what it looks like. How do you feel about your understudy playing in the play?
I love her. Her name is Sophie, and she's sitting right across from me right now interviewing me.
Haha, that's me. I am her understudy, and I love being Moana.
She's literally the best understudy ever. She learns stuff so quick. She couldn't have made my job easier of trying to teach her stuff. How do you feel about the play?
How do I feel about the play? It's great. I mean, it's not the first time I did a play. I did a play a long time ago. In Japan, actually.
Ooh. What was the play?
Peter Pan.
What were you?
I don't remember.
Oh, were you really young?
Yeah, I was part of the ensemble. Yeah, so I like the play, and in fourth grade or fifth grade, I just figured out that I look a little bit alike Moana.
You look just like Moana. That's why when I walked into callbacks, I thought you were going to be Moana.
If I weren't Moana, I would have been playing Sina, a.k.a.
Moana's mom.
Yeah, I would make a great mother.
You would. You would. She's just like a mom in a good way. In a bad way, she's so bossy, but I love it. She can put everybody in their place if she needs to. It's amazing.
Oh, heck yeah. I can even put my own daughter in her place. Well, if I performed in front of a whole crowd in the Overture Center, I'd freak out. I'd freak out. I mean, I've done it before. I performed in front of a whole crowd, but being the main character in front of a whole crowd, that is scary for me.
Like I said, I've been dancing, so it's kind of hard to have stage fright and have to dance every year on a stage.
Yeah, I've been dancing too. Well, this has been very exciting. Thank you, Lila, for taking your time to speak with me today. Moana.
You're welcome. It was really nice. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. This has been White Horses in the Know. I was your host, Sophie, and I'll catch you guys later.